AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Kentucky's perfect season came to a screeching halt Saturday night on the hardwood in Indianapolis. The Wildcats were beaten in the Final Four by Wisconsin.
The Badgers survived a game of runs to knock off the Wildcats 71-64 that finished off Kentucky's hopes of becoming the first unbeaten national champs since Indiana in 1976. Sam Decker's three-pointer with 1:42 left snapped a 60-all tie, and the Badgers closed it out from there. The win avenges a painful one-point loss in the closing seconds to Kentucky in last year's Final Four. Wisconsin Player of the Year Frank Kaminsky led the way with 18 points and 11 rebounds. Kentucky was paced by Karl Anthony Towns, who scored 16. Wisconsin plays for the title for the first time since 1941, Monday night against Duke. Jim Militello, Indianapolis.
The Duke Blue Devils slaughtered the Michigan State Spartans 81-61 to advance to the finals of the NCAA tournament in New York City. Duke forward Jahlil Okafor says his team has its sights set on the national championship.
Our one goal has been to win the national championship, and we realize we're one game away from achieving that, so there's nothing to be said for us to be focused. We'll be focused. We'll be ready to play on Monday.
A deputy police chief in Fresno, California, has resigned amid federal drug charges, including conspiracy to distribute oxycodone and heroin. AP correspondent Matthew Reed reports Keith Foster had some company.
Foster was among six people arrested last week after a year-long investigation by the FBI and ATF that used wiretaps and surveillance. He retired rather than being forced to give a statement to police investigators or be fired for failing to do so.
Massachusetts authorities say one person is under arrest after a duffel bag containing human remains was found in Cambridge near Kendall Square. This is AP Radio News. The owners of an Indiana pizzeria who were driven out of business for saying they wouldn't cater a gay wedding are nearly $850,000 richer.
Almost 30,000 people donated to a crowdfunding campaign for the Christian business owners. Institute on Religion and Democracy President Mark Tooley was one of them.
The situation just seems so unique and troubling.
The family-owned pizza shop that highlighted Indiana's religious freedom debate closed over threats, but the controversy continues, and now an atheist man has launched a crowdfunding effort to rival the one for Memories Pizza.
Just wait for people to say, hey, we can come together and show that more people can support something that has nothing to do with bigotry.
John Prosser says he's hoping to raise $1 million in the name of tolerance. I'm Violet Ikonomova.
Mormon leaders have used a conference to reiterate their commitment to marriages between a man and a woman only. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.